Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 rose 0.3% today to finish at 7,849 points, with the materials sector among the best performers. It was another good day for the mining stocks, with BHP up nearly 1%, while Rio Tinto and Fortescue both ended 2% higher. Helping has been a drop in iron ore inventories at Chinese ports and the traditional construction sector pickup in China during April and May. That has been pushing up iron ore prices, helping the big miners. Healthcare stocks also did well, with CSL up 1.2%, Ansell extended its rally, rising 7%, and ResMed finished up 2.2%. Otherwise, the big banks were generally flat, as was Telstra. Goodman Group partly reversed yesterday's losses, rising 1.6%, while Wesfarmers, Transurban and James Hardie, they all did pretty well. Tech stocks were among the worst performers, with WiseTech Global off 3%, Enzero down more than 1%. Story number two, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government has always held the view that a two-state solution in the Middle East is the best outcome, and Hamas should have no role in a future Palestinian state. He was commenting after Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong came under fire for calling for the establishment of a standalone Palestinian state. She says it's the only sustainable path to enduring peace in the region. Senator Wong also called for Hamas to immediately release all hostages and for Israel to commit to a humanitarian ceasefire. Now, Liberal Senator Jane Hume criticised Senator Wong, saying her comments mark a shift away from Australia's bipartisan position on Israel and Palestinian territories. Mr Albanese disagreed, saying the Australian government wants Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live in peace and security with stability and to be able to prosper in a region which is peaceful. Story number three, National Australia Bank's new boss, Andrew Irvine, has appointed three women to lead the bank's customer-facing divisions. And in doing so, he's managed to retain Rachel Slade, who lost out on the top job to Mr. Irvine. Now, regularly those passed over for the CEO role look for work otherwise. Doesn't seem to be the case. Ms. Slade will look after NAB's all-important business and private banking operations. It means Mr. Irvine now has five male and five female direct reports. NAB's board is comprised of six women and four men. Doing well on the gender balance there. Story number four, the latest Bureau of Statistics figures show there is a long way to go before the housing crisis improves. Work started on 163,000 new homes during 2023, more than 10% less than a year earlier. High-density home starts fell for a third successive quarter in the 3 months to the end of December, meaning 2023 was the worst year in the last 12 for that part of the market. Given the surge in immigration, the national housing shortfall is expected to be around 200,000 dwellings this financial year. And while the government hopes to build around 250,000 homes a year from the next financial year, today's figures show there's a large gap between hope and reality. And story number five, Tasmania finally has a government after the Jackie Lambie Network did a deal with the Tasmanian Liberals, keeping the Jeremy Rockcliffe government in power after last month's inconclusive state election result. Lambie's three new MPs will give a promise of parliamentary confidence and supply to the Liberals. They've agreed to see through the implementation of the recommendations from the Commission of Inquiry into the Tasmanian government's response to child sexual abuse in institutional settings, and an independent review of the state's finances and the proposed AFL stadium. Also on the agenda is political donation reform and a tougher integrity commission. That's it for the afternoon report for Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning, as always, with the Thursday edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.